from that song you've been humming all day. You hunker down by the radio, and as you turn it on, the static morphs into a sound. And you hear this, and you're there. Or maybe you're in your car and you're just smoking and listening. And a car is oozing across, vibrating, humming itself into a trance as it drives you across the street and into a valley. A valley of wants and wishes you once thought you had. But now you're not so sure anymore. The melancholy, it gets to you. And what is melancholy but desire? And what is the purest melancholy but the fear of the desire itself withering away? And what is worse than a fear perhaps manifested? Or the endless worry, the sensation of being on the verge of something horrible? So you hum. You hum and you wait for the song break. Instead of thinking, you hum and you await salvation. You hum and you wait for the intro. Persistently so, in the best way possible. Ladies and gentlemen, this is James Harlot, and you're listening to The Wreck, the official Wretched City Radio. Tune on down to 606 FM, Wretched City Radio. Here's another public service announcement from James Harlot at Wretched City Radio. The hour is 10:30 a.m. and it is gently raining. I've been up all night thinking, and now I'm thinking again, it's such a bore. But I'm thinking about news. Now there's many things you can improvise. You can improvise music. In fact, I've done that many times and people were none the wiser. You can improvise song and poetry and even painting. But it is a little bit hard to improvise the news, don't you think? Of course, you can try. One should always try. Always try to do things, new things. Perhaps improvising the news is not such a bad thing after all. After all, the news are the newest thing there is. But at the end of the day, as anti-racist protests spread all across America, as the news become greener and greener, as the seed of change and progress is trifled and wrecked and attacked mercilessly by the hound dogs of this big pathetic bug fight. All things considered, our town is doing good. See, here in Wretched City we know stuff is fucked up. But we've learned how to appreciate that sepia sunset. We know how to take it all in all of its glory. We use our clubs for different things than pointless violence. We prefer to use our clubs for meaningful violence, for baseball, for killing Nazis. It might just be me. And a lot of you. But at the end of the day, that's what makes us wretched. Our commitment to the futility of doing anything else but the things that you are doing for satisfying your dark, primordial, ancient needs. I love this town.
Thank you.
here goes my improvisation. Today the sheriff caught a man that was staring. He was staring at everybody in the city square. He was staring at the skyscrapers. He was making eye contact with the seagulls. His crime was immense, for he was staring inside the core of everything and everyone, and he was judging. So the sheriff looked back. He stared back into the void, and he started to dance, slowly, sensually. He was dancing like an animal, like a tiger, like a lion. And everybody looked at the sheriff. Everybody looked, and they admired him. Or they thought that he was simply stupid and weird. But everybody looked. Nobody could ignore his dance moves. He was like water. He was like the sky. He was like a ray of sunlight melting into the sea that I have never seen. I cannot remember the sea. I wish I could go to the sea. Do you know where the sea is? Can you give me a ride? You know where to find me, because I'm always with you. Da 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 da. Tune in tomorrow at the same time for more news and various things that I will realize as I go forward in this journey towards the final point and beyond.